listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, did you see us out doing something? Could have been embarrassing, but you didn't approach us and you were just watching us. 704-570-9595.
A couple people are on hold, but there are still some lines open to get in. This is Colby. Now, Colby, we know you. You call the show quite a bit.
All the time. I actually see you guys in public a lot more often now. The first time I saw y'all was at the 50 Shades 2 premiere, so the second movie premiere. Because I had one ticket with AJ, which I actually see him everywhere now, too. But when I was like, oh, my gosh, is that that's Roy and Lauren. Where's Manny? Wait, no. Lauren's beautiful, but, girl, you got an RBF.
What's an RBF?
What's an RBF?
Arresting.
Oh. That's funny.
Wait a minute.
Conversation, you have a very, very, RBF.
Really?
That's funny. I'm sure, well, and I might have been upset about something, but...
That's awesome.
There's been a lot lately.
Well, how long ago is this?
50 Shades 2 came out last year.
February.
So, have you been mad since February?
Since April.
It's not even resting anymore, is it?
Know,
it's
no.
Just straight
like,
rained
like,
in.
Stuck like that.
It's just a BF.
I think there's Botox for that.
Now,
I don't know.
I will say, in Lauren's defense, because I was there, that's the night that we had to go deliver the bad news that our listeners weren't getting into the theater.
Oh, so maybe that's the reason.
We were really upset because these listeners were standing out in line and we had to break the bad news. Hey, y'all, listen, they don't have any more room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she had that because we had to be the one to deliver the bad news.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Hillary from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Hillary.
So I saw Manny and his wife and his son out at Target in, Blakeney, kind of near Waxhaw. And it was funny because I was standing in line checking out, and I saw, I guess her name's Amanda, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Manny's covering his face.
Covering.
Okay, what'd you see?
But I saw her, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she is so pretty, because she was, like, really pregnant. I was like, wow, she looks great. She's really pretty. And then Manny turned around, and then his son turned around. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the lady from the radio. Her husband, you know, is Manny. And then I just felt really dumb after that. I didn't say anything, because I just let y'all live your lives.
But. No. It's perfectly fine. And I love saying hello to people. And I thought that was going to go in a bad place, because Amanda at Target, sometimes, you know, Amanda and I don't see eye to eye.
No, she was great. I was like, because, see, I just had a baby as well.
And congrats.
So, you know, I've totally been, thank you, and I've totally been there. But I saw her, and I was like, wow, she looks really good. You know, she looks happy and, like, I don't know, healthy, and she still had energy, which is
good.
Huge, and, like, that
she
last
did.
Trimester.
Well, thanks, Hillary. Thank you.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Have a great day.
We're getting some text messages.
Can we stop?
To the studio line. Somebody else saw you and Amanda with Dean leaving a doctor's appointment after baby Ruby was born.
Oh, that's good.
They
these aren't embarrassing.
Yeah,
these aren't bad.
Okay, well, there's some people on hold, and one of them I don't really believe, and the other one is so weird. But go ahead. We'll get to them in a second.
Somebody saw producer Nicole and her girlfriend working out. Roy, they saw you at Subrica in Southend here.
Whoa.
And they had a fangirl moment. And then somebody saw my husband at Earth Fair and freaked out.
Now, these are all great, but I wanted to go the step further. Like, did you see Dallas at Earth Fair and then, like, he dropped something and it broke?
Right.
And
then
something embarrassing. And he was yelling at the waitress.
Yeah.
Because I told you I was at the deli counter at the supermarket the other day, and this older woman had to be, like, 60-something, and I turned to her and I go, ugh. It is always the longest wait at the deli department, and I don't understand why. And she turns to me and she goes, I knew your voice was familiar. I was like, yep, that's me, Manny, the complainer. The old complainer.
Let's bring in Brooke from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Who did you see?
Hi. Well, I was actually pregnant with my son around the same time. Loren was, so I followed you guys in the morning to hear all the stories. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Loren was in my breastfeeding class at EMC.
Oh, I probably was.
How was she as a student, Brooke?
I was quiet. I was nervous as a first-time mom.
The reason I knew it was you was because we were talking about breast pumps, and you said that you worked on the radio and wondered if there were any pumps that were quiet enough that you could use.
That's fair.
Look at her. Look at her sliding into the radio DM. Yeah. I happen to work on the radio.
Those pumps are loud, man.
Yeah, that's true.
They are. No quiet ones.
No.
Did you notice if Loren had RBF?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
I was probably so happy then.
I didn't see her face.
The baby wasn't here yet. Thanks, Brooke. Emily and Rock Hill saw you at the Hornets game last year.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Good for you.
704-570-9595. I want to know if anyone's ever caught us doing something embarrassing, though.
Okay. There are two people on hold. Loren, I'm going to tell you right now, you're in the clear.
Okay.
One's about me. One's about Roy. One's embarrassing, and the other is straight weird. I don't know how one of us was caught doing this.
All okay. Right.
We'll get to it just after 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So you saw something public. Maybe we're doing something embarrassing. We got a text here into the studio saying they saw me out buying toilet paper.
That's funny.
Yeah, I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow at this time, we are going to be taking your confessions. We have NASCAR Roval. It's the Roval race here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway this Sunday. They're going to go halfway around the track, then cut through the infield, then go back around the track. It's the first time they're doing it.
Yeah, and if somebody finally explained it to us the way that we understood yesterday, it's an oval road race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's half oval, then they go through the middle.
Yeah.
It's a roval.
But you didn't explain it like that yesterday. We didn't know why they were calling it the roval.
So if you're a fan and you want to go check out the inaugural roval race, we've got your tickets, Confession Wednesday, tomorrow. Make sure you're listening right at this time. In fact, the fun starts at 7:50 tomorrow morning. Now, like Roy said, we're taking calls on when did you see us out in public doing something. And there's two people left on hold, Loren, that we have to get to. And you're in the clear.
Good.
Kylie says that they're about us. Let's jump over to the phones.
All right, so Kylie, which one of these guys did you see and what the heck were they doing?
Okay, so I was driving around. I saw May at an intersection in Waxhaw. And I was going to say, hey, you know, hey, Manny, how's it going? And by the time I looked back, he was picking his nose. I was going to call you guys earlier, but, I mean, it hasn't been like at the beginning of the summer, so, but I just didn't want to embarrass him, but I had to call.
That
oh my
doesn't,
gosh, that's hilarious.
Doesn't surprise me with you.
Me what? Neither. No.
Yeah, because you also do really disgusting things. You itch areas.
Okay, we get it. You don't even have to go any further.
Kylie,
right?
In all fairness, you said it was in the beginning of the summer, right? That's allergy season.
Don't look, you're doing it now.
Right now.
You don't even know. Now you're rubbing it into your ear. I don't even know what that was.
Kylie, can you identify which finger I was using?
Ew.
And just to make sure that Kylie knows it was me, what color truck do I drive?
It's a white truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's check it out.
It is. It's a
definitely
white pickup.
You.
Yeah. All right. What street was I on?
Off of Providence.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay. That's my whereabouts.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Kylie. This is a dumb segment. Thanks, Kylie. Somebody else better be on the phone.
I hope it's another one for you. I hope they catch nothing but you.
Well, it's like me, Roy. There's no Lorenz. We need a Lorenz. 704-570-9595. What did you catch Loren doing in public?
Nobody even knows it's me when I'm out in public unless I'm with my husband. Like,
that's
because
what you
of,
think.
But because of Dallas's white hair, he's so distinctive. Like, nobody. I'm so basic. Nobody ever notices me.
I think like Loren looks like a star. I think I'm the one that blends in.
But then you don't blend in. You don't blend in, buddy. This is Max.
Hey, Max. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Max, who did you see out in public? What were they doing?
I saw Roy at a Harris Teeter, and he was FaceTime shopping, and it was very, very odd. He had like an eggplant in one hand and a watermelon under his arm, and he was FaceTime shopping, and I wanted to come say hi and be like, hey, Roy, I love the show, and I just felt weird doing it because he was literally asking opinions on vegetables.
I do that.
That's hilarious.
Do you FaceTime with Sterling, your boyfriend?
That. And I can bet that looks really strange from the outside in. No, my nieces, they get
what?
such
because they're like 2 and 3 years old, and they get such a big kick about them picking the food item that I put in my buggy.
You let a 2 year old pick out which watermelon you're going to get.
I get two things that I kind of want, and then I let them be the deciding factor.
Okay.
It's like Sesame Street over here.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is that I've seen people do this at the mall. Like, hey, which shoe do you like better? But like with their friends. Roy's doing it with 2 year olds at the grocery store.
Oh, they giggle. They love it. I'll get the cheeses. And I'm like, okay, do you want this cheese or this cheese?
So the one with the holes.
So here's Max. He sees you at the Harris Teeter and wants to go up to you. And he's like, as he's approaching you, you're on the phone.
Asking for
an
opinion on watermelon and eggplant.
Yours isn't nearly as bad as mine. Thanks, Max. Next time you see Roy, can he come up to you next time?
Of course. I welcome everyone to come up and say hi.
All right. Thanks.
See you, Max. Right. We got a direct message sent to us on Twitter at the MRL show. The reason why we're not calling her back is because she can't be sure. She feels like she saw Loren throwing up in public once.
What? Let me tell you something.
At a restaurant uptown. Is that possible?
I don't know, a restaurant uptown. I was going to say, just throwing up, like, after a late night, strong possibility, but I don't think I've ever done it, or not that I can remember, at a restaurant anyway.
Yeah, she says, I'm not sure. I love y'all's show, but I'm pretty sure I saw Loren throwing up outside of a restaurant uptown.
Hmm, I wonder what restaurant.
We ended up getting a phone call earlier, and she had to hang up from Bella, who saw Manny eating $200 of sushi, and she ended up texting into the studio.
Yeah.
I think she saw me, though, because over the weekend... it was Strung's birthday, and I got him a sushi cake.
Mm.
And yeah. So it was like four layers of sushi.
And people mix you two up all the time.
They do.
They're not sure whose voice is what.
Right. And so I think she saw me out there, because it wasn't $200 worth of sushi. But, it, I mean, from outside in, it looked like a massive amount of sushi.
Right. Well, you guys can keep them coming all day long if you'd like at the MRL show. You can Instagram. You can also text 704-570-9595. And remember, if you do see us out in public, please come up and say hi.
Absolutely.
That's way cooler.
And tell me if I have resting, you know what, face.
RBF. We found out what RBF means. Still to come. Yeah, I look at your RBF all day.
Yeah,
it's
you're
fine.
Used to it now.
No, you don't have RBF. That day was a tough day for you and I.
I know.
That was a tough night.
It's okay. I'm sure I have it occasionally.
What's going on in the world of celebrity gossip?
All right, so we love our celebrities and love how accessible they are on social media, but there's one celebrity taking a step back again from social media, and she's not sure if she'll ever return. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
I saw Nicole at the first Panthers game. I yelled her name, and she was on the bicycle, and she ran after us to give us a high five. She's awesome.
That's
she
cool.
Is. Way to go, producer Nicole.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.